This is Kevin and Charlie with CommercialLEDLights.com on our eighth episode for our LED lighting podcast. We also have our lead engineer, Peter, here today to discuss the topic of LED lighting for sports facilities and various sporting applications. This includes, for example, stadium lights for football fields, racetracks, soccer fields, as well as more specialized projects such as batting cage lighting, horse arena lighting, and tennis court lights, and more. Proper lighting for sports facilities isn't just about selecting the right type of fixture. It's not as simple as just buying some floodlights and mounting them up on a pole. It's vital to have a professional sports lighting design work with you in order to, or a sports designer to work with you in order to ensure proper illumination and cost effectiveness. So I'm gonna talk to Peter here, and Peter, if you could just start us off by, could you describe your general process for sports lighting? Let's say one of our clients call in and they have a football field and they want to ensure that it's illuminated properly.
In terms of a football field, my first question would be, is this an existing field or a new application? And I would ask for the general dimensions, because sometimes they need the sidelines illuminated. Mm-hmm. You have the standard dimensions of a football field, obviously. And then if it's, let's say, an existing field, you know, where are the poles? How many poles are there? What is the elevation of the poles? So with that information, then I can get started with the design. Or if they're starting from scratch, then I would build the model and place the poles in optimum locations, see if there's any local governance as to eliminating or guidelines for heights of poles, because some places may only allow poles to be sporting poles 30, 40 feet. So that type of information helps you build the model.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It seems like there's a lot of nuances to it, so that's all the more reason to work with a lighting design professional when illuminating a stadium. Let's talk about others. There's various different environments that these sports facilities can exist in. Like, let's talk about indoor sports arenas and facilities, like, you know, a basketball court. How would that?
Well, you would have an incoming call, and then you would ask the question, obviously, what's the application? And then the next question is it indoor and outdoor? So those are two totally different applications. If it's indoor, that opens up the number of types of lights you can utilize. And Charlie may want to talk about that a little bit with your high bays.
Sure, yeah. In indoor applications, you often get into a situation where it's, you know, it can be similar to like a warehouse style lighting. So you could use the round UFOs, you can use linears. You've probably seen in gymnasiums the lighting that they have cages mm-hmm. on them, so you can, you know, if a basketball or a baseball hits them, it's gonna protect the light. And those are all things we carry, you know, specifically for more of an indoor application.
Yep. I see a lot of like those spherical things around UFO high bays too. Like, I think they're called shades, diffusers.
Yeah, there's shades and diffusers. Those two things are slightly different. Like a shade would be like an aluminum bell housing that would go on, and that would direct more light down. But in the indoor sports lighting application, you would see more of the diffusers, which is like a prismatic polycarbonate shield that goes around the light. And what that does is reduces glare, because if you're playing in an indoor stadium, you're often looking up, or if there's a ball or whatever it might be, basketball or indoor football or soccer field or whatever it might be. So if you look up, you can't have the glare. And that totally diffuses the light, so you get more of a very even light and no hot spots and no glare when you look directly into the light. So yeah, those are all really important applications and things to think about when you're designing your indoor facility.
Hence why we carry them at our store. All right, and then now that's let's talk a little bit about how does it. We talked about indoor sports arenas. Let's talk about outdoor. This is going to be a lot different, Peter. I'm assuming we would use stadium lights and floodlights around. Can you talk about your process there?
Yeah. Well, again, it depends on what what the call comes in as. I've had calls come in on outdoor pickleball courts, tennis courts. soccer fields, batting cages, and those different applications have different areas, and that dictates as to what type of light you want. For a batting cage, typically you can use area lights for illumination unless there's specific limitations. They already have poles installed where you have to locate a light. I've even done volleyball courts where they've had a pole in a specific location that was a distance from the court, so therefore I had to use a sports light, which has the ability to throw light a further distance.
What's the main difference between, like, what makes a sports light, stadium light, a stadium light? Because they are very kind of specific use lights.
Well, your stadium light would be a, quote, what we call sports lights. And sports lights have a capability to direct light a much further distance. They can throw light up to 300-400 feet, as opposed to an area light. An area light you could use for a pickleball court. Pickleball court is about 40 feet wide, so you can use a area light for those distances. Whereas if you're talking about a football field, you need to throw the light a lot further distance, and that would be a sports light. And we have those listed as an outdoor light, but it is a different type of light than your area light. Area lights could be used even for parking lots.
Mm-hmm. So when you're doing the photometrics for this, and that's the term for lighting layout, when you're using the stadium lights, sports lights, tell us a little bit about, you know, the how you kind of blend the height of the light with the beam angle of the light, and kind of dive into that aspect a little bit, and why it's really important to have a professional take a look at it so you get that right.
Yeah, well, if you're looking at stadiums or even horse arenas, the difficulty is getting the light to the middle of the area, because that's your large distance. And area lights just don't make it to the middle of those large fields. And so you have to use a sports light, but the sports light also has limitations. So you have to know the distance of the pole from the field, what the elevation is, and then you have to also consider using the different optics. Sports light, if you have to throw, if you're dealing with a football stadium or a soccer field that's a large area, you have to, it all depends on, like I said, the distance of the poles and the elevation. You may have to use, let's say, a 30-degree beam angle. That throws the light a further distance than, let's say, a 60-degree beam angle, but a narrow area. So you have to do a balancing act between, let's say, and then you have another factor besides the elevation of the pole and the distance. You also have the wattage that's available. You know, let's say I did a soccer field recently and I used a 600-watt sports light with a 30-degree beam angle, and that covered the soccer field pretty good because you got the number of lights and et cetera. Sometimes you may have to throw light even further distance, maybe for a non-sports application. I had a customer that had a house on a 50-foot cliff on the Pacific Ocean, and it was three stories, and he wanted to shine light down on the ocean to watch the various marine animals that he knew was in the area, orcas and walruses and dolphins and so forth. And right away I knew that with those distances, we needed to use the maximum power, which was 1,200 watts, and a 15-degree beam angle, which really throws the light a good distance. And as it turns out, I talked to him after the application, and he said he had an existing light, and the light that we spec'd out for him threw the light three times as far as the one that he had, and he was very satisfied. I know that's a non-sports application. Sure. However, we use the sports light for that. So there's a lot of factors to consider when designing lighting systems for outdoor sports applications and indoor sports applications.
Yeah, and it's not just about the lighting fixtures itself. You also sometimes they may not. It might be a newer application where they don't even have poles. You need to have proper poles to mount the sports lights.
Yep, we did it recently. We did a racetrack, and he wanted to use wood poles because with wood poles you don't have to deal with the concrete base. And so the wood poles, there is a formula that 10% of the pole length plus two has to be underground, but at least you don't have to pour the concrete and do all the rebar and so forth for a regular pole, a parking lot pole. So yeah, we do have wood poles available listed on our site also.
All right. Well, I think let's just wrap things up here by talking about a newer application, RGB sports lights. That's red, green, blue sports lights. That's what RGB stands for short. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we have sports lights that will provide any color. You have your basic colors, red, RGB, red, green, blue. And then those together, you make the white. But if you have the right controller, what you're able to do is blend those three primary colors and really get any color you want. And newer stadiums have that capability where they do the RGBW. In fact, Kevin, you went to a recent Michigan football game. It was at night, and they had those colors, right?
That's right. They have a lot of them, too, in the big house.
Yep, and so we recently sold one of those to a customer that wanted the RGB sports light. In fact, the track quote that we did, he wanted not only the quote for the regular white sports lights, he wanted the quote for the RGBW lights also.
This is great information, and when people think of sports stadiums, they might think about, you know, these big NFL stadiums. But I mean, if you're a facility manager at a high school or a college or even a elementary school, facility managers can benefit from your services a lot, and you can work with them to ensure everything is properly illuminated. So thanks for filling us in.
You're welcome.
And that's it for today. Until next time, have a great day.